Subject: English Language, Class 3. Topic: Pronouns. Hello children. Pronouns are words that take the place of nouns. We use pronouns to avoid repeating nouns. Now, listen to these sentences carefully. Rohan went to the park today. Rohan rode Rohan's bike. Then Rohan flew Rohan's kite. Doesn't it sound awkward? Now, listen to the above mentioned sentences once again. Rohan went to the park today. He rode his bike. Then he flew his kite. This sounds much better. Because the word Rohan has not been repeated over and over. Instead, Rohan is replaced with the pronouns he and his. Some of the common pronouns are she, I, we, her, it, they, etc. All pronouns stand for one of three persons: first person pronoun, second person pronoun, and third person pronoun. A pronoun referring to the person speaking is said to be of the first person, as I, me, we, us. A pronoun referring to the person spoken to is said to be of the second person, as you. A pronoun referring to persons or things spoken of is said to be of the third person, as he, him, she, her, it, they, them. A pronoun may be the subject or the object. Pronouns that are the subject of a sentence are called subject pronouns. They usually come at the beginning of a sentence. A subject pronoun does the action in a sentence. Let me give you an example. She works on a computer. In the above sentence, the word she is a pronoun. The word works is an action word or verb. She is doing the action. Therefore, she is the subject pronoun in the above sentence. Pronouns that receive the action of the subject are called object pronouns. They usually come after the verb in a sentence. Let me give you an example. Rati will meet you at the mall. In the above sentence, the word Rati is the subject. The word meet is the action word or verb. The word you is the receiver of the action of the subject. Therefore, you is the object pronoun in the above sentence. Thank you, children.